It's Saturday. Welcome to Tiltcast Shorts, the new show that still thinks Nintendo is good for nostalgia only. I'm Nas.
I'm Jason.
And together, we don't play a lot of Nintendo.
Yeah, definitely not anymore.
In the last several years, Nintendo has been like the lawsuit mafia when it comes to games. And then last year, I think it was last year, we had the PAL World lawsuit, right? It was
PAL World's release. The lawsuit really came around the end of the year, start of this year.
Was it? Okay. Well, they're in the middle of some trouble in the courts over in Tokyo. The Japan Patent Office, or the JPO, rejected a key patent application from Nintendo related to monster capture gameplay mechanics, citing a lack of inventive step and originality. This came about because of the JPO's decision referenced older games, including Ark Survival Evolved, Monster Hunter 4, Craftopia, Kantai Collection, even as Pokemon Go, as examples of pre-existing art. And honestly, this has been going on a lot longer, right? We had Digimon, right? There was a game called Temtem, which I never played. I'm not a big Pokemon guy. And then there was the Shin Megami Tensei games that have been out for like 20 years. Like, the first Shin Megami Tensei game came out like 3 years after Pokemon, and it also involved capturing demons. And Digimon, I always used to get those confused. Like, it's incredibly similar. Unless you're a hardcore player, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
No, the main differences between the two really is that is the setting, right? With Digimon, the setting is that these are all creatures that live in a separate digital dimension, basically on the world's internet network, and that you don't specifically capture, you know, every monster you see. Your goal is not to catch them all, right?
Right.
Your goal is to train one. But still, you know, this decision is, I mean, really kind of what we were all hoping for. And I'm surprised that Nintendo just now, you know, decades later, trying to file a patent for this capture mechanic that's already been imitated, restylized, etc., for multiple games throughout the years. This patent having been filed, along with a couple of other patents that it's in a kind of a parent-child relationship with, for lack of a better term.
I just think it's cool that this 18 happened
months ago. So around the time they were trying to decide what to do about PAL World, because PAL World is so heavily inspired by Pokemon, you know, with the exception of the guns, that I think they started trying to decide how they could end up affecting PAL World, and then they go file these patents, right? So this patent denial could possibly have huge impacts on their case versus on their lawsuit versus PAL World in Pocket Pair's favor.
Yeah, I know that the newest Pokemon game is not, I know it did well sales wise, but I know it's not doing well review wise. I think a lot of people just saw Pokemon, bought the game. But I read a story that the original Pokemon fans are in their mid-30s, which tracks, because it came out right after I was, I know the original came out in like the late 90s, but I wasn't really into Pokemon when I was a teenager. And so the target market is about somewhere just a little bit south of you, honestly, like mid-30s. And I know from looking at the slop that was released as the new Pokemon game, if you're looking for something with similar mechanics, Power World is infinitely cooler. Power World's cool enough that I liked playing it. I just ran out of content last year, so I was like, I'm just going to let it cook. But it's these game mechanics have been around in multiple other games outside of Pokemon for a long time, and I think they latched onto the, I want to say it was fan-driven, right? If you remember when Power World came out, there were a lot of Pokemon fans saying, like, this is sacrilegious, this is not Pokemon, blah, 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 like, it looks too much like Pokemon, somebody should sue. And I think Nintendo just kind of took them up on it. But the game that they released that was Pokemon is kind of universally disliked for the most part. I don't know that they've gotten a single good review of that game.
Yeah, I don't think they have. That game's pretty well been panned by a lot of your, by a lot of, well, for lack of better words, Pokemon shills. You know, a lot of these YouTubers that, you know, play official Pokemon tournaments, both digitally and cards.
But when you look at like fan reviews that aren't
of the YouTubers that literally make a living, you know, doing Pokemon Let's Plays, etc. These people did not like Pokemon Legends Arcturus, which came out a few years ago, and they really don't like this one.
I think a lot of people just say the game design seems really lazy, that the area that you play in is not that big. A lot of it's really repetitive, and then people like the new combat system, the new real-time system. And that's about the only positive I've heard, but it just looks like a game that came out 20 years ago. But I think, which is just...
Pokemon games have always looked dated, right? Like,
it's 2025.
It wasn't until... it wasn't until 2020 with Sword and Shield that that they even really went full 3D with it. For the most part, for most of our adult lives, Pokemon has still been 2D graphics with, you know, the occasional 3D element in it, right? Because these were, for the most part, primarily released for Nintendo's handhelds, which until the Switch weren't full consoles. They were, you know, they were the Nintendo DS, the 3DS, etc., that can't really drive full 3D graphics like that.
Yeah, but it's also probably the worst looking new quote unquote AAA game to come out this year, period.
Oh yeah, that definitely. And I think Pokemon's also running into the issue that its art style, at least not necessarily with the creatures, because I think you could keep the creatures pretty much the same way, but like the art style with the world around it, the buildings, the actual human characters, etc., could grow up a bit, and it's not. It's still very, very much, stuck in that young teen, older elementary school kid, adult, I mean, not adult, older elementary school kid art style, even for anime, because we know anime in virtually every other way is grown up with us a lot. in a lot of ways. So I think that's probably a lot of what's hurting the last few Pokemon releases as well.
Yeah, my point about the age of the gamer is that having a, you know, Pokemon 32 doesn't mean anything to somebody who's, when their target market or their target audience is like 13, right? It and if it does mean something to somebody who's in their mid-30s or early 40s, then, like, grow up with them a little bit. Like, I guess tying it back to, like, Power World, there are other games that have a monster-catching mechanic that are a lot more fun. And to dogpile on it just because it had a monster capture mechanic that was similar is weird, because to me it was more inspired than it was the same. And it had a lot more.
It's nowhere near the same at all.
No, it's a. I'm comparing it in the way that people our age thought Power World was pretty cool, right? Whereas Pokemon is still pretty uncool, and Nintendo can eat a load of shit, because I'm I'm kind of sick of this incessant lawsuit stuff that they do with everybody, from people doing music, etc. Like, I feel like we did a story about this kind of stuff 3 weeks ago, right? Like, it could be in our just almost in our monthly rotation. We're going to have a lawsuit story from Nintendo, because that's what Nintendo does: sue other people for patent infringement on games that they're like, they're no longer a quality product, is what I'm getting at, which is why I led the intro the way that I did. There isn't anything that Nintendo's releasing right now that's a quality product that isn't a rehash of something from when we grew up. All they're doing is preying on people's nostalgia, but never growing up. And I don't understand it, right? Like, we're going to get a remake for, was it, which Metroid was it? The Metroid from GameCube, I want to say.
Metroid Prime.
Right. We're going to get a remake for Metroid Prime because it was good. They can't even release a good original Metroid game. And I saw on the podcast, we talked a little bit about it, but I want to say it was during GDC, or maybe it was a Nintendo, whatever the Nintendo annual thing is. They showed a lot of stuff from Metroid, and it was just a big-ass empty world. And I don't know that anybody wants to play it. Like, we're all used to large worlds that are filled with things to do if it's going to be an open-world game. So just the pedigree of Nintendo to me has fallen, and all they do right now is release old shit and sue the hell out of people that have any inspiration from when their games were great. And I don't think they're worth it. Sell an overpriced piece of dog trash console when you could get a Steam Deck instead. And then if you really wanted to, there are ways to get those Nintendo games from your legal copies onto that Steam Deck. So, yeah,
and I think that's also another thing. I've seen a couple people slam about this latest Pokemon release was the increase in price.
Yeah, because aren't all their titles just $70?
Not jiving with the amount of game that you're getting. Versus a contemporary, the Switch 2 version of it costs you $70, right? The Switch version's still at $60. It's $70 and you're getting a game that is in effect smaller than the one released 3 years ago with Scarlet and Violet. So I think that's what I've seen a couple people say that rubbed them the wrong way as well.
Yeah, you've got to have an active Nintendo Switch Online subscription, and then if you want to get the DLC that you can get right now, it's $30. So I don't know what the cost of the Nintendo Switch Online sub is, but that's $100 just for the Pokemon game. And it's a smaller game than a lot of the games, which is ridiculous.
That's it, guys. Let us know in the comments what you think about Nintendo's patent troubles and in their lawsuit with Pocket Pair. And find us on tiltcast.com for full episodes of our podcast, as well as audio versions of what you're watching here on Tiltcast Shorts with a Z on YouTube. Search for us on iTunes and Spotify. You'll find full audio episodes there, and come back on Tuesday for more news.
See y'all.